The new Supreme Court session begins Monday, which means it's showtime for NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. In more ways than one, she's also part of a new CD release, Wait Until You Hear. But first, what's on the docket for the court? Nina, welcome.
It's so nice to be here.
Everybody's wondering, why no same-sex marriage case?
Well, there probably will be, but the court is just back. They have about 2,000 cases that accumulate over the summer. They have to go through those, and they really want to figure out which of these cases they want to hear, and do they want to wait for another case that would reach a different conclusion. All of these cases came out on the pro-gay marriage side.
Well, but this week the court did decide to hear cases on election issues, who gets to draw up congressional districting maps in Arizona, and whether candidates for judges in Florida, many states' judges run for the seat, whether they can directly ask for campaign contributions. You say these are very important. Remind us.
Well, the court, as it did in the area of campaign finance, is delving into election issues that really had been thought of as settled. In this case from Arizona, the court could prevent the increasing use of independent citizen commissions that are set up to draw congressional lines. Other states have similar, though not identical, systems. So this is a very significant case, especially since the court has stayed out of trying to make gerrymandering at least a bit fairer. This is an attempt by states to try to fix what they view as a broken two-political system. And the court is now getting into that, whether that's constitutional. Mm-hmm. And then there's a separate case. There are 39 states that elect at least some judges. 30 of them ban judicial candidates from personally soliciting campaign contributions. And somebody challenged one of these in Florida, saying it's a violation of his constitutional rights. And the Florida Supreme Court upheld its ban, saying if you didn't have the ban, there would be at least the appearance of impropriety, and there might actually be real conflicts of interest that people didn't know about. And now the Supreme Court is going to look into that.
Well, so we'll keep an eye on those two cases that might ripple out. But what are some of the other cases we should keep an eye on? What's on Monday?
On Monday is this really interesting case for all of us drivers. This guy was stopped on the road in North Carolina for having a broken taillight. Cops then found a small packet of cocaine. And then it turned out that having a single broken taillight is not illegal in North Carolina. So now the question is, if the stop was illegal, is the search illegal? The defendant says, look, ignorance of the law is no defense for people like me. It shouldn't be a defense for the police either.
Okay, so that will begin on Monday. We also want to ask you briefly about the Facebook case. This is a man who was prosecuted for saying violent things on Facebook, but not acting on them, and he's suing, and he was sent to jail.
This is a really fascinating case in the modern era that we live in. This was a guy who whose wife left him, took the children, lost his job, and he starts posting on his Facebook page truly terrifying, awfully awful things. Even talked about maybe shooting up a school, which earned him a visit from the FBI. And then he started posting awful things about the FBI agent, imagining that he had, you know, slit her throat. Mm. He says that all he was doing was sort of imagining online, and that he linked, after all, to a whole bunch of rap songs that have similar imaginings. And the question here is, would a reasonable person have thought that these were actual threats, or does the government have to prove that he actually intended to intimidate and harm, which would be a much harder thing to prove? The judge in this case said it has to be what's called a reasonable person standard. Now, most people think that he's going to win. I'm not so sure of that, because when you read what he actually put on the Facebook page, it's hard to imagine the Supreme Court not being somewhat alarmed by that. On the other hand, we allow people to say all kinds of nutty things because they're exaggerations. You know, I'm going to kill you. One of these days, I'm going to kill you. You don't get arrested for that. On the other hand, on the third hand, I guess I should say, if he had sent this material to his wife in the mail, there is no doubt he would have been arrested.
Fascinating. And very, very serious. And we know you take all of this seriously, Nina Totenberg. So we're wondering, how did this happen?
Guitar!
Do, 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 do
Nina Totenberg sings along with Nico Case and Ira Glass and Yola Tenga on a new album, 2776. Tell us about this.
These guys who write, who have written for The Daily Show and Colbert and Conan O'Brien, they called me up and they said, "Would you be part of this record? It's a charitable thing. All the profits will go to schools in El Salvador and in Kenya." And I just decided to act like an insane person. The idea of my quote song is that there's a constitutional test in 2776 of a quote ancient 20th century art form still considered by many to be dangerous, and that's rock and roll. And on the one side is the Attorney General of the United States, who I do my usual riff, who tells the court that rock and roll has been linked to delinquency, rock and roll leads to rejection of authority, rock and roll values neither intellect nor beauty, and on and on. And then when it becomes time for the defense of rock and roll, Johnny Rock and Roll stands up, and I play Johnny Rock and Roll rather expansively. And he even plays for the justices and eventually persuades the justices.
So your voice is both Johnny Rock and Roll and the attorneys and the guitar sound.
And the members of the court, like I normally do. Justice X19A III focused on the question of rock controlling legal authority. So you're saying, even if rock causes decay and dereliction, it won't matter because it's outside our jurisdiction. Justice Ruth Lazer Ginsburg followed up. There ain't no purview for this body to outlaw rock. At least
okay.
Not at the
well, one review says the clear standout on the CD 2776 is NPR's Nina Totenberg's a cappella rock opera, so beautifully loopy and clever, it's worth buying the CD just to hear that. And they sound surprised, Nina. We don't know why they are. They obviously don't know you are the daughter of the late violinist Roman Totenberg, who would be so proud. We're going to hear more as we go out, because why not? Nina, thank you. And it's going to be hard talking to you about the Supreme Court with a straight face from here on out, but we will do that. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Rock and roll is the heartbeat of America. Rock and roll will never die. Rock and roll founded this nation.
Nina Totenberg's contribution to the CD 2776 featuring over 80 comics and musicians. All sales benefit One Kid, One World, which builds schools and supports teachers and students in Kenya and El Salvador. We'll link you to sites where you can buy it, because what collection is complete without it?